This is a story by Maria Luisa Kaschnitz entitled Gespenster, Ghosts. First, let's take a look at the short biographical note below her name on the text file. Maria Luisa von Kaschnitz wurde am 31. Januar 1901 in Karlsruhe geboren und starb im Jahre 1974. Wurde geboren. That's a standard way of stating was born. It's actually a passive construction. The wurde is the past tense of a passive construction. Wurde geboren, was born. Notice the 31st of January, rather than writing a raised ST, as we would in English, the German simply puts a period after the number. It is, however, pronounced as if it were written out with the proper adjective ending, am 31. The is a contraction, of course, meaning an dem, thus followed by dative, and that following dative adjective after the dem in the contraction has the weak adjective ending en. There is an entire section in the grammar section on my page explaining and reviewing adjective endings. The starb is simply a simple past tense. The verb is sterben, starb, gestorben, to die. So the whole thing, Maria Luisa Kaschnitz was born on the 31st of January 1901 in Karlsruhe and died in the year 1974. Notice here, it says, im Jahre 1974. I had told you earlier that if the German simply states a year, such as, sie starb 1974, it would not use an in 1974, as we do in English. However, if in German it states in the year, followed by the year as here, then the im is used. The im, of course, is a contraction for in dem. Zu ihren literarischen Werken gehören in erster Linie Gedichte. Now the structure may be a little bit difficult. The zu ihren literarischen Werken literally says to her literary works. In English, however, we would probably say among her literary works. This says zu ihren literarischen Werken gehören. So, to her literary works belong, and then it goes on, we would just say among her literary works are, in erster Linie, Gedichte. In erster Linie, again, is a fairly standard phrase used in German that we tend not to use quite that way in English. It says, in the first line, whereas we tend to say primarily, or above all. And Gedichte, of course, are poems. So among her literary works are primarily poems. Am Anfang waren die Gedichte gereimt. Später schrieb sie in freien Rhythmen. In the beginning, am Anfang, waren, simple past tense, the verb is sein, war, gewesen, be, was, been, in English, waren die Gedichte gereimt, and that's simply rhymed. Später, later, schrieb, the simple past tense verb, schreiben, schrieb, geschrieben, are the three principal parts, schrieb sie in freien Rhythmen, that is, in free rhythms. So in the beginning, her poems were rhymed. Later, she wrote in free rhythm. Viele ihrer Gedichte haben den Tod als zentrales Thema. I misread that. It says Dichtungen rather than Gedichte. Viele ihrer, that's many, and the ihrer, that is a genitive plural. It means of her writings, Dichtungen. Viele ihrer Dichtungen haben den Tod, have death, als zentrales Thema, as a central theme. This is, zentrales Thema is one of those adjectives which is not preceded by der or ein, and is not itself a der or ein word. Thus we use the strong declension of adjectives. That too is reviewed for you in the grammar section on the reference works section of my web pages. Die Geschichte Gespenster erschien 1960 in dem Band Langer Schatten. The story Gespenster, ghosts, which is what we are reading here, erschien, appeared, the verb is erscheinen, erschien, erschienen, 1960, note that there is no in front of the year, in dem Band, Band is a volume, or collection, and the title of that collection was Lange Schatten, that means long shadows. So the story Ghosts appeared in 1960 in the volume Long Shadows. Now, to finish this off, just let me read the whole of it to you in German, so you can sit back, relax, and allow the German to flow directly into your mind. Maria Luisa von Kaschnitz wurde am 31. Januar 1901 in Karlsruhe geboren und starb im Jahre 1974. Zu ihren literarischen Werken gehören in erster Linie Gedichte. Am Anfang waren die Gedichte gereimt, später schrieb sie in freien Rhythmen. Viele ihrer Dichtungen haben den Tod als zentrales Thema. Die Geschichte Gespenster erschien 1960 in dem Band Langer Schatten.